This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Short list on the big bad budget bill. Is there a way to create a laundry list of the landmines for many and gift bags for a few in the new Trump budget and domestic policy bill? Probably not. Is it worth a try? Sure, why not? Here goes with huge help from the Washington Post. Middle-income seniors reap one of the biggest tax breaks in the legislation, a new $6,000 deduction, $12,000 for a couple, for those 65 and older who earn as much as $75,000 per year or $150,000 for a couple. Legislation's deep cuts to Medicaid could force some nursing homes to shutter or scale back services, making it harder for seniors to find a spot in a facility. Tax credit is now $2,200 per child and will increase with inflation each year. The legislation doesn't include any changes for those whose incomes are too low to qualify for the full child tax credit, which means about one in four children. Legislation creates a tax-deferred $1,000 investment account on behalf of children born from 2025 through 2028. The bill bumps up the tax credit for filers who adopt a child to $5,000. Legislation will raise the standard deduction to $15,750 for an individual and $31,500 for a married couple and will maintain the lower tax rate set in 2017. Big cuts to health care programs such as Medicaid and anti-hunger initiatives such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, through paperwork and work requirements. Low-income households stand to lose more on benefits than what they gain in tax breaks. A single parent who earns $20,000 a year, for instance, might save about $750 in taxes, but lose benefits worth more than $1,600. New bill raises that cap to $40,000 for households with income below $500,000, a boon to some families in high-tax states will now be able to deduct state and local sales tax, property taxes. The data shows that the SALT cap has always affected the rich much more than anyone else. Middle-income families might choose to take advantage of a tax deduction rewarding charitable contributions, even for those who do not itemize on their returns. 72% of the value of the tax cuts will go to the top 20% of earners, those making more than $153,600, and more than 20% of the cuts will go to the top 1%, those earning more than $916,900. Bill slashes about $1 trillion from Medicaid, the largest cut in the program's history, and at least 17 million Americans are projected to lose health coverage or insurance subsidies that make coverage more affordable. Measure imposes work and reporting requirements for the first time on Medicaid recipients whose income is from 100% to 138% of the federal poverty level, roughly $32,000 to $44,000 for a family of four. $25,000 of tip income per year from taxation is omitted for workers earning as much as $150,000 or $300,000 for a couple. Non-citizens can no longer claim the child tax credit even if their child is an American, nor can they benefit from tax code changes that lift taxation on tips and overtime pay or certain education credits under the bill. Legislation repeals Biden-era student loan forgiveness programs. It also sets new repayment standards for borrowers who make fixed payments for 10 to 25 years based on the terms of their loan. These are just the highlights. Believe me, there's more. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.